You are listening to another Screenfish one-on-one, this time with producer Amanda Marshall. Amanda is the producer of I Do Until I Don't, the new film directed and written by Lake Bell that stars Bell, Ed Helms, Paul Reiser, Mary Steenburgen, and Amber Heard, and many others. We're excited to talk to Amanda about her career as a producer, the balance of freedom and commitment in marriage, and the female voice in film. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Thank you for talking with me. You know, I've seen the film. It's a lot of fun when it isn't really serious and dramatic.
Marriage problems, they're a blast.
Yeah. It's hilarious. No, I was wondering, how did you come associated with the film?
Well, I was already a big fan of Lake's work. She's both as an actress and as a director and writer. And definitely after her first movie, wanted to do something with her. And when I heard about her new project, I went and saw a table read. And actually, I did think it was hilarious. And I don't think I've ever laughed that much at a table read before. And some of the cast that is in the movie were at the table read, Lake and Ed and Dolly Walls were all there. And I just thought it was so funny and definitely was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Were the cast all together when you were at the table read? Like, were Paul Reiser and Mary, were they already there on board?
Oh, so they were not. So Dolly Wells read her part, and Ed and Lake were already on board to play their roles. And So they were there, but everybody else were other people. And so Mary and Paul came on later, as well as Amber and Wyatt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it really is a great cast. And I have to admit, just personally, too, Paul Reiser disappeared for some time. It seemed like you didn't see him in much, and now he's sort of back. So, I mean, for me, that was great to see him. And certainly I love Ed and Lake as well.
I agree. I was already a fan of Paul, but, like, working with him and, like, yeah, seeing him come back has been... It was great. It was very exciting.
Well, you know, it was also exciting to have Lake as director and writer on this. Did she approach you with it, or is it something that you said that you heard that she was working on a project?
Yeah, so it was originally more through her agent, but something that we're tracking here at Cold Iron, just very much what is she going to do? Have a personal relationship with her. I met her, but I didn't really have a personal relationship with her before this project. But yeah, it was actually something she had written. She had started writing a while ago before In a World, and then came back to it. So I was aware of it more after she had, developed the script more.
You know, it's interesting having her as director and writer, and of course, you and Miranda Bailey doing Cold Iron together. I was wondering how important you think it is to have a female voice lead this particular film, especially talking about relationships in the way that it does, in marriage specifically.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I always say that I'm not genre-driven, I'm perspective-driven. So to me, whether it's male, female, what is important is the perspective of the filmmaker and the perspective of the film. And I think Lake has a very specific perspective as a filmmaker and on the subject matter. So that is really what drew me to that. I think it's awesome to work with female directors. I've worked with several, and I think she's such a badass. And to watch her like go from director to in front of the camera and back and forth so seamlessly and often at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was pretty great. And I do think that as a woman and as a mom and her, where she is in life, like she definitely brought that to the table, both behind the camera and in front of the camera.
Could you know what, we've talked about a bit of the process of the film, but could you describe for our listeners a little bit about I Do Until I Don't and the story?
Yeah, so the film follows a documentary filmmaker as she's making a documentary about marriage and whether or not it should be a 7-year contract with the option to renew. And she follows these three couples, and the three couples are like Belle and Ed Helms, who are trying to have a baby, and Amber Heard and Wyatt Cenac, who have more of an open relationship, and Paul Reiser and Mary Steenburgen, who have been married for a while, and the stresses that come from that. And it's just a look into relationships and what makes them tick and what makes them worth fighting for.
There's a very interesting tone to the film. We sort of touched on it. You know, you say you're not genre-driven. Do you feel like this film sort of falls into a genre? Because it's not quite a rom-com. It's not quite a drama or even necessarily a documentary. It's sort of a blend of those things.
Yeah, it's a blend. I guess it's a dramedy of sorts. Like I said, to me, what I'm always drawn to as a producer is just perspective, and I think that this movie can be very relatable, and it's the couples are all very different, but there's something about each of them that I feel when you've been married for a while, which I have been, you can see in your own relationship, and you can that's what I appreciated about it.
Yeah, there seems to be a real sense of honesty in the midst of the film in a lot of ways. It was interesting, you know, they have sort of these heightened circumstances, of course, as films and rom-coms tend to do. But at the heart of it is that relationship drama between these couples. And I was wondering, you know, with a title like I Do Until I Don't, do you feel the film ultimately has a positive view of marriage and relationships?
I do. Like likes to call it an unromantic romance.
Hmm.
And I do think it has a positive take on marriage and relationships, but it also acknowledges that there are ups and downs and that it can be a roller coaster ride, and
sure,
you have moments you have to get through to come out the other side, but that there are things that are worth fighting for.
Absolutely. One of the themes I saw within the film was this tension between freedom and commitment. It seems like the documentarian is fighting for exclusivity between the two. Do you feel that that freedom and commitment can go together, or do you feel that there's a tension there in between?
That is very interesting. I think you have to find a balance, right? Like if you're dealing with another person and you're in it together, you really do have to give up some of that freedom.
Sure.
But I think that, yeah, I think it's a balance like anything in life. Like it's a compromise and it's a balance. And I think Vivian, the documentary filmmaker, is in a bitter, unhappy place. So she sees the world in a very specific way. As I think all of our characters do at the beginning, and you know, your opinion can evolve.
Of course, for sure. You know, thinking of stories that you've told at Cold Iron, I look at, you've told a lot of great stories, including, of course, Diary of a Teenage Girl and Swiss Army Men, just to name two of them. What type of films do you want to make? What do you look for in a script to give it the brand of Cold Iron?
I look for something that I haven't seen before, even if it's a world that on the surface maybe we have, like with Diary of a Teenage Girl, story of a young girl sleeping with an older man is a story that's been told before. But what drew me to that was the perspective. And I don't think I hadn't seen it told from that perspective before. And to me, that's what was very exciting about it. I think something like Swiss Army Man is more obvious in its differentness. In fact, I think sometimes it can be easy to overlook that at the core, it is about something that's actually quite relatable. And that's like, how do we connect with other people? And what is loneliness and shame and how people process that? And so, but it is told in a, that's a story we've seen, but like this one definitely tells it in a very different way. And to me, that's what's the most important. I don't want to tell stories that when you see the log line, you're like, oh, is it this movie? Is it that movie? Like, there's so many movies like that. I can't really identify what it is.
Yeah.
I want to tell stories that feel a little bit different. Maybe it's a little bit scary to a lot of other companies. But if it's a little bit scary to other people, then that's probably something we'd be interested in.
That's fantastic. I love to hear that. You know, is there anything else right now that you're particularly excited about that your team is working on?
Yeah, Miranda actually just directed her first narrative feature over here that I produced called You Can Choose Your Family, about a teenage kid who finds out his dad has two families. And we're in post on that right now, just wrapped. So that's exciting. And then we're developing a Groucho Marx movie that Rob Zombie is attached to direct.
wait, could you repeat that, please?
Exactly. So that would fit in the model of things we haven't seen before.
I was just going to say, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it's based on a memoir called Raised Eyebrows about a young college student who got to work for Groucho later in his life. And Rob's always been a Marx Brothers fan, and that is a project that we've been developing together. So that's something that I'm excited about that hopefully we'll do next year.
Is he directing, do you know, or is that still up in the air?
Directing. Oh, he is. He's directing.
He is directing. Oh, my word. Well, that's got me excited. You know, when you talk about things you haven't seen before, I think I Do Until I Don't certainly fits into that mold. And it really is sort of a unique story that doesn't fit into any easy boxes. It's definitely a great film with some really interesting conversations going on and some wonderful tension between the characters. And like I said, it's a great cast. Congratulations to you and to Lake and to everybody who's a part of the team.
Thank you. I'm excited to get it out there.
When is it? When will it be released?
September 1st.
September 1st. That's great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Amanda. It's a real privilege to speak with you.
Thanks.
And as always, we started the conversation. This was Screenfish.